I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Never give advice unless someone asks for it, but I'm going to do just that by sharing what I've learned on my farm and from, well, let's call them the experts, people who know way more than I do. Here's some advice that, had I followed diligently, would have made my life maybe less adventuresome, but definitely less painful. Number one, it's easier to get into things than it is to get out of them, like marriage and getting pregnant. Number two, be ready for the unexpected. Like, who would have thought that walking on frozen donkey turds in my barn would be more dangerous than walking on ice? Number three, always listen to that little voice in your head that says, something just isn't quite right. Like after I let the dog in, the door closed tightly but wouldn't lock. No problem, as I didn't expect any intruders on such a cold night. But that little voice in my head reminded me that something was wrong with the door. Looking down, I saw a small piece of ice. Chipping it out fixed the door before it grew into a bigger problem, like not being able to shut the door at all. Not good on a night with temperatures in the single digits. Number four, appreciate past experiences, especially the bad ones. Once I tried to wrestle an animal that was way bigger and stronger than I am. Fortunately, all I got was a broken little finger. It didn't heal properly, and years later, a doctor told me that it would always have poor circulation in bad weather. So now I know that when my little pinky starts to go numb, I need to come in from the barn before I get frostbite. Number five, prioritize. On a cold winter's night, it's more important to close the barn door than to do the laundry. Number six, and perhaps the most important of all, listen to people who know more than you do. One day, a quiet old farmer delivered three draft horses, that means very, very big horses, to my farm. Looking around my barn, he asked in a low voice, "You gonna close them horses in your barn? 'Cause they'll stove up your barn real good." Then looking outside, he said, "Better put some electric wire on that fence so them horses don't stove it up." And lastly, he noticed a baby llama in a box stall, and he said, talking about one of the 2,000-pound Belgians he'd just delivered, "That mare ain't never gonna like that llama." The next day, Lillian, a sweet one-eyed draft, casually bumped her butt into my ladder to the hayloft, turning the ladder into toothpicks. That sounded like stove up your barn. The next day, the UPS man came to my door and asked, "Do you own three draft horses? 'Cause they're running down the road headed for Route 1. Nope, I hadn't put that electric wire on the fence. Then I thought about the old farmer's third prediction. That mare ain't never gonna like that llama. Totally exhausted from the harrowing experience of retrieving three draft horses off a public road in the middle of winter, I rushed into the barn. I was a little bit late in taking the advice of that old farmer, but at least I got smart before my baby llama turned into a grease spot. And here's a piece of advice, sobering advice, from another expert. The Belfast Reentry Center is part of Maine Corrections, where men can serve the last 6 to 18 months of their sentence. I was a teacher there, and one day I got some good advice from a guy who was about 6'4" and at least 250 pounds. He said, "Just remember, if you meet someone in a dark alley, don't be afraid if the guy looks like me. Instead, watch out for the little guy with a gun." Okay, I got that. Listen to the experts. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.